So let's review. Adaf began by clarifying the opinion of Shmuel by making a distinction between Dove Sheinu Miskaven and Melocha Sheinu Tzrich Legufa. At the end of the previous daf, we learned that Shmuel permits filling an empty hot pot with cold water in order to warm the water. Although at the same time the cold water is mitzarev, it hardens the pot, which is a melocha of makar and patish, completing a kli. However, since that was not his intention, the result is a davar she'ein miskaven, and Shmuel follows the opinion of Reb Shimon that it is mutter. The Gemara here cites another ruling of Shmuel, which is a melocha she'ein tzricha legufa, which means one does the act of a melocha which was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose. Reb Yehuda holds it is asa midaraisa, while Reb Shimon holds it is mpater midaraisa. Amar Shmuel, mechabin gachila shel matchis, b'shus harabim, b'shvil shel izuka barab. One may extinguish a piece of burning metal in Rosh Hashanah in order that people not be hurt by it, because the Chacham allowed the violation of Yisum Drabanan in order to preserve public safety. Avol, loy gachel shel etz, but one may not extinguish a burning piece of wood, since that would be a melocha d'iraisa, which is not permitted for reasons of public safety, unless it's pekuach nefesh, life-threatening. Although it is a melocha shein tzrich legufa, for he is not putting it out to be left with the charcoal, rather so that people will not get hurt. The Gemara explains that regarding a melocha shein tzrich legufa, Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that melocha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv, it is biblically forbidden. And regarding davar shein miskaven, Shmuel follows the opinion of Reb Shimon that davar shein miskaven is mutter. As Tosis points out, the two are not necessarily connected. For in the case of davar shein miskaven, it is not his intention to do the melocha which results from his action, as in our case of putting water into the hot pot, and where he drags a bench which unintentionally creates a furrow in the ground. However, in the case of melocha shein tzrich legufa, he wants to do the ma'isa melocha. He wants to extinguish the burning piece of wood, but for another purpose. It would be worthwhile to point out that regarding davar shein miskaven, the machlekes is mutter, permitted even midrabanan, or aser, forbidden. Whereas regarding melocha shein tzrich legufa, the machlekes is pater, which means pater aval aser, biblically exempt, but rabbinically forbidden, or chayiv, biblically liable. The Gemara gives another example of where Shmuel permits the violation of an issur drabanan in order to preserve public safety. Shmuel allows carrying a thorn out of a karmelis on Shabbos so that nobody gets hurt from it. If the thorn is in the reshus haram, he would require carrying it pachas medal ramas, less than 4 amas at a time, so that the carrying would only be an issur drabanan. The Gemara then moves on to its primary topic, mixing hot and cold water. Tan Rabban, noisin adam chamin l'teich atzayin. All opinions agree that tata gavra, the bottom, always dominates. Therefore, one may only pour hot water into cold water, but pouring cold water into hot water in a kli rishon, such as a vati, a tub, would be aser because the lower hot water dominates and cooks the upper cold water. The Tana the Braisa holds that Basil permits pouring cold water into a cup of hot water. Since a cup is usually a kli sheni which cannot cook, and people do not generally keep extremely hot water in a cup. However, Shimon ben Manasseh holds that Beis Hillel would not allow pouring cold water even to a cup of hot kli sheni water, unless he pours in lots of cold water, which would only get warm and not hot. Even though Reb Nachman passings like Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, the Gemara says Chazina le l'Rava de lo kapit. Rava would pour cold water into a hot kli sheni, and also cites a brisa that supports this kula. Regarding a safal, a wash basin, in which people usually keep water hotter than a cup, but not as hot as a tub, the Gemara concludes that it is halachically similar to a cup, and one may add cold water to it. We proceed with the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Ha'ilpus v'akaderah shavin mersachin lo yitin lo teichin tavon. The Tanakhama does not allow putting spices into a hot kli rishon, even after it's off the fire. Avol noisin hu l'teicha ka'ora l'teicha tamchoy. But he may put it in a bowl which is a kli sheni. Yehuda, however, disagrees and permits putting spices in a kli rishon, so long as it's not still on the fire, since spices are chumri habishal, they do not cook so easily. The Gemara seems to paskin like the Tanakhama, since the upcoming discussion assumes that tavan can get cooked in the kli rishon but not in the kli sheni. There is a machlekes about the status of salt. There are three possibilities. One, it may have the status of spices. So Rav Yosef lemeimer melech harei katavan and can only get cooked in the kli rishon. Two, the second possibility is melech ein katavan the bekli sheni name bishla. It may be kali habishal and can even get cooked in the kli sheni. And three, the final possibility is that melech ein katavan the bekli rishon name le bishla. It may be chumri habishal, like Rav Nachman understands, and cannot even get cooked in the kli rishon once it's off the fire. The Mishnayos of the rest of the parak now turn their attention to isurim relating to muktzah. The Mishnah says, ein noisnin kli tachas aner lekabel boyas hashemen. On Shabbos, One may not put a utensil under a candle to catch dripping oil, since the oil is muktzah. There's a machlekes in the Gemara in the reason for this system. Rabbah holds it is also because ain clean nitel il tzarech davar nitel. One may not move a vessel which is not muktzah to be used for an item that is muktzah. Therefore, Rav Chisda says, Afa pisha amr ein noisn kli tachas tana goylis lekala beit sasa. Although the Chacham said that we may not place a bowl under a hen to receive the egg, to make sure it does not roll away and break because of the isd rabbanon of ein kli nitel il tzarech davar nitel. However, if a chicken laid an egg on Shabbos, koyfo leha kli shloi teshaver. You can place a kli over it to protect the egg from breaking. Rab explains that you can move the kli to protect the egg which is muktzah because the Rabban allowed moving non-muktzah items for the sake of muktzah items in the case of hatzola mitzuya, common losses. And it is quite common for an unprotected egg to be trampled and crushed. However, it is not common for a hen to lay the egg on an incline. So too in the case of our Mishnah, he may not bring a bowl to save the dripping oil since it is not a great loss. Abaye challenges Rav Chisda from five different sources that all seem to allow moving a non-muktzah item for the sake of a muktzah item, even in cases that seem to be uncommon losses. The Gemara, however, explains each of the five cases to be speaking of Hatzalah Metzuya, a common loss. The other opinion as to the reason for the Isser of the Mishnah will be learned on the next daf.